A Delaware teacher and son of a Superior Court judge was convicted of raping a former student years ago, but authorities never notified the public about his 44-count indictment or his recent plea bargain to just one charge. WHYY's Chris Barish just learned about the charges and convictions. He investigated the state's lack of disclosure and has this report.
Thomas Herlihy has been serving a 7-year sentence in a New Jersey facility for sex offenders. He admitted to taking a 15-year-old student of his at Talley Middle School in Delaware to Atlantic City in 2016, where they dined at Caesar's Hotel and Casino, drank booze, and had sex. Delaware had him indicted in 2022 on 44 felonies for alleged sex crimes that occurred in his car, home, and a hotel through 2018. But Attorney General Kathy Jennings' office said it didn't notify the public because it feared the now adult victim would harm herself. A source recently told WHYY News about the case. Newark transparency advocate Amy Rowe said the public needs to be told in case there are other victims investigators have not yet identified.
It's very terrifying, especially because he was in a position of power with students in school. All these other parents should know about this. It just makes me sick to my stomach.
Nor did Jennings' office notify the public this March when Herlihy pleaded guilty to fourth-degree rape but didn't receive additional prison time. State Prosecutor Abby Rogers said the victim's mental state was too fragile for her to testify.
The very last thing we want to do is appear victim blaming or shaming by putting out a press release that this case has been reduced down to this much lesser charge given how it initially processed.
Herlihy, now 42, will be released from confinement in New Jersey in the coming weeks. His father is Jerome Herlihy, who left the Superior Court bench in 2016. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.